USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. Coast Guard is in a race against time to locate a missing submarine used for exploring the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger confirmed that the Coast Guard is conducting search operations in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board.
On Sunday, communication was lost with the OceanGate Expedition's vessel, which had five people on board. Millions of Americans in the South are experiencing severe weather today. That's according to the National Weather Service. There's excessive heat warnings and advisories in effect from Texas to Louisiana. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. and China aim to improve relations, as discussed during his meeting with President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Blinken also mentioned future visits by other senior U.S. officials to China. The State Department is deeply troubled by Israel's plan to build over 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. According to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, the U.S. opposes unilateral actions hindering the achievement of a two-state solution. Israel's recent changes to the settlement housing process could further escalate tensions between Israel and Palestine. During a visit to California today, President Biden announced a $600 million investment to help coastal communities combat climate change. The funding, coming from his climate and infrastructure bills, will address rising sea levels, storm surge, and tidal hurricanes.
Protecting homes, property, and infrastructure against flooding. They also absorb carbon dioxide from the air, and we're right next to Route 101, and where cars and trucks emit a lot of carbon pollution.
Wetlands are highlighted as vital buffers against increasing tides, protecting at-risk communities. And a 21-year-old California man is celebrating his 10th Guinness World Record. He solved a Rubik's Cube in only 3.13 seconds. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Former President Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing if they wanted their classified documents back.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him and mentioned that the boxes of documents were mixed in with his own personal belongings.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. Since 2020, about 75% of black executives have observed positive changes in the hiring, retention, and promotion of black employees. That's according to a CNBC survey. Over 40% of companies surveyed increased the representation of black individuals in senior leadership roles. The respondents, mostly C-suite senior leaders, were from organizations with 10,000 or more employees. An elderly South Carolina man is facing charges after exposing himself to his neighbors.
A Spartanburg County deputy saw the 83-year-old sitting in a lawn chair in his front yard naked on Sunday. The incident came 2 days after the same deputy went to the man's home because he was seen wearing just a towel. The deputy had warned the man he would go to jail if he was found to be exposing himself to his neighbors. The man was charged with indecent exposure. I'm Tyree Gwynn.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.